Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Welcome to God's Favorite Ministries. Yes, God's Favorite Ministries. Your host tonight is Minister Janice Williams. I am standing in the place of Pastor Vivian George today. Yes. It is an honor. It's a privilege to be in your presence today. Glory to God. Glory to God. We give him all praise. We give him all honor. And we just invite him in. Invite him in to the fellowship. Invite him in to sup with us. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory to God. We give you praise, God. We thank you, Master. We thank you, God. But whatever you want us to do, whatever you want to take place this hour, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to take full control, take full charge. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We give him praise today. We give him praise today. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. No other place, no other place I'd rather be. In his presence, in his presence. Hallelujah. Anybody out there agree with me? In his presence is where we want to be. Yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We just thank you for just taking time out of your schedule to come in and sup with us as we learn more about worship and about praising God and just staying in his presence. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah, that's what it's all about, his presence. It's all about him, and it's not about us. Glory to God, glory to God. It's all about him, and it's not about us. Yes, yes, yes. We are just truly grateful to be here. And it seemed like we have Sister Peggy. Sister Peggy, let me just check and make sure. It looked like this may be Sister Peggy. Let's see. Sister Peggy?
Yes, dear. I'm right here.
Well, praise the Lord for you, sister. Praise the Lord. We're just having a good time in the Lord. Good time in the Lord. And we just thank God for just allowing us to be able to fellowship one with another. Are you ready for us now, sister?
Anytime you are. God is
we're ready
all the time.
We're ready. We're ready. We're waiting on you.
This is God's Favorite Radio Program featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorite Post Office Box, 1704 Marrero, Louisiana, 707-73, area code 504-347-5797. Tonight, Minister Janice Williams will be the minister for our Pastor Vivian George. She's also the host of Victorious Living, which is part of God's Favorite Radio Program on Friday nights at 7 p.m. Be a great listener on Sunday evenings and Friday evenings at 7. You will be blessed. Yes, we need to encourage each and every one of us that's listening and is going to speak to the world and let them know that God is God and always will be God. We've had several prayer requests today for people with cancer, breast cancer especially, and people that have had eye surgery and it's not working out, but we know God is our healer. Also, we had a little girl across the street. She had to get one of her legs cut off. But God is there to help and encourage that parent and that child. But Jesus is the healer. And that is the greatest thing that we have, too. Always remember to give encouragement. God helps us to be more welcoming, less judgmental, more encouraging, and less critical. More people fail through discouragement, someone has observed, than any other reason. Most families, it seems to me, has an encourager. Not necessarily the oldest or youngest or middle one. They seem to have an innate sense of balance and a good sense of humor. These two qualities almost invariably go hand in hand. They are the ones that encourage. They keep in touch by note or by phone call. They smooth things over when the going gets a little rough. They aren't much on sharing their own problems or hurts because they are too busy shouldering those of others. One family I know turns to the youngest son, who is steady, unassuming, loyal, and remarkable wit and uncanny discretion. He is the family rallying point. Andrew in the New Testament was a bit like this. He first brought his own brother, Peter, to Jesus. Then, when there was no food for the 5,000, Andrew brought the lad with the 5 loaves and 2 small fishes. Then certain Greeks sought to see Jesus. It was Philip and Andrew who told him. Andrew was the quiet disciple with the sensitive heart, quick to look for ways to help. That's what we want to encourage you to do this week. Find ways to help your neighbor, your sister, your brother, your relative, and let them know that God is on the throne. Yes, we have many people that have had deaths in their families this week. Right here in my own little neighborhood, out in the front, out here by a Shell station, a lady was shot. I need to encourage that family. I don't know who they are, but I like to pray for them and let them know that God sees and hears and feels their hurt. It's an untimely death, but God is there still to ease that ache. Many of our kids in the hospitals today. My next-door neighbor had to be rushed to the emergency room today with bronchitis. He almost left us, but God intervened. I do thank God that we can share the knowledge of Him throughout our neighborhood and throughout our friendship with others and around the world. That's what God's Favorite Radio Program is all about. And I just want to thank you all for listening. Be sure to listen to Victorious Living on Friday night at 7 p.m. and with Pastor Evangelist Reverend George on Sunday evening. She's enjoying her family that's been down here visiting with her. And we just like for her to know that we're happy that she can enjoy them and be with them. Isn't it wonderful that we can call upon our names of our friends and relatives to give us encouragement to go on living for God? Pray for lost ones this week, and remember to look for ways to help others. We love you, we thank you, and we turn it over to Minister Janice Williams.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. We truly, truly appreciate all that information that you share with us, and of course the word of God that you have, sister. You really bless us. You really bless us. And we're going to just lift up those people that you have said are in need of prayer. We want to just lift them up right now. We want to continually lift them up as we think about them, not just today, but always lift them up in prayer. This is our assignment that God has given to the church, that we are supposed to be concerned about this, not just all about our family and ourselves. Let us think about those that are in need. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come, O God. We come, God, lifting up those that are in need, today. Oh, Master, we ask that you touch them, God. Just breathe on them for healing, oh, God. Healing for the young girl, oh, God. Healing for those that are dealing with cancer, God. Healing for that neighbor that's next door. Master, we know that you are a healer, oh, God, and you said that greater, oh, God, greater things will take place, oh, God. It'll take place through us. And we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to allow us to be witnesses, oh God. Allow us to show up in these situations, God, and represent you, oh God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus to be used, oh God. Allow us to be used by you. And we're going to carefully give you all the praise. We're going to give you all the honor. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Yeah, we pray. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for my sister who gives the announcements every Sunday so faithfully, oh, God. And then she takes time and gives a little lanyard of the word that you have put in her. We thank you for her. Glory to God. We give her praise. We ask, Master, that you continue to bless her, whatever she stands in need of, God. Bless her family, Lord. Oh, God, bless her family. Keep them up under your watchful care. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen, amen, amen. Yes, we are just grateful today for the many blessings, the many situations that occur that God can use us. Yeah, we have to avail ourselves so he can use us, that we can go and sit in the emergency room. Yeah, sit in an emergency room at a hospital and quietly minister to those that are in need. A kind word will do. Yeah, a helping hand is needed so many times in those situations. And we pray many times and we ask God to use us, God. Well, there are opportunities that are available that we need to just step out on faith and believe that God wants me to be here, that God wants me to show up. I don't have to make a whole lot of noise when I show up, because the God in me is going to do whatever he wants to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. That's when you allow him to use you, to avail yourself, and God can use you. Hallelujah. We give him all praise. And again, we thank our sister. Yes, we thank her for just being a vessel that Minister Pastor Vivian can use. Now, I'm looking at this here. Let me, Pastor George, is this you? Let's see if Pastor George is on here tonight. Pastor George? Pastor George?
Hey, buddy. Hey, Grandma.
Okay, she's on, but she's... We just give God all the praise. Yes, we do. And we thank God. Again, we thank God for you, and we thank him for you. Yeah, we give him praise tonight. We want to just remind each and everyone that it's a blessing to serve a true and a living God. Remember, our God is not dead. He's still alive. And he's alive in you, and he's alive in you. He's not dead. Glory to God. I just want to share this little passage right here. It's in Isaiah 43:10. You can look at it further in your own quiet time. And it says, "You are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God. There was no God formed, nor shall there be after me." Take note on that. That's in Isaiah chapter 43 and 10. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's no God. No God. There was none before, and there will never be none after him, because he is God, and he's God all by himself. Hallelujah. Yeah, we just thank God for the opportunity that we can come here and just share with you tonight in God's Favorite Ministries. Now, I'm just going to go quickly to what God has put on my heart to share. And I just got this word, believe it or not, today. And as I was in church service today, the Lord began to speak to me. And when God began to speak to me and I'm in church, I began to get my pad out and I just start listening to what the Lord is saying. Because if God is saying this, God knows that someone needs to hear this. Yeah. And so the word tonight is rest, R-E-S-T. And it says here that rest is very essential for all human beings. We can not function, we cannot, without the proper rest that we need. We may think we are productive without a certain amount of rest, but you just may not be counterproductive. You may think and feel that, oh, all I need is a couple of hours and I'm good. That may be what you think. Yeah. But the body is saying something else. Rest reduces high blood pressure. Rest can give us a more pleasant attitude. Yeah. Rest. Just simple getting rest. Laying down. Or just being quiet. Yeah, just rest. And this is what God is saying to us today. We're not getting enough rest. So if we're not getting enough rest, that means we're not taking care of the temple, hallelujah, of God. And the temple of God is the place that God has given us. God has given you that body. That body belongs to him. It's on loan to your spirit. Yeah. So we need to take care of our bodies. Glory to God. It's the only body that we're going to ever have. So as we look in the book of Genesis, that's where we're going. We're going to go to Genesis chapter 2, verse 2 through 3. Glory to God. Think about rest. Think about, how did you sleep last night? Did you have a sleepless night? Did you really sleep sound? When you woke up the next day, did you feel irritable, crabby, or kind of just out of it? Could it be that you didn't get enough rest? Yeah. And here we see in chapter 2, verse 2, let me see this, because chapter 2, and I'm into verse 2. And it says, by the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rest. Now, I want you to pay attention to that. I didn't say he rest yesterday, he going to do it tomorrow. I didn't say that. Look at that. Look at that. Stay with me. Stay with me. It said, by the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. Verse 3. And God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. Now let's go back to verse 2. It says here that by the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. What work had he been doing? Now, God's doing work. What kind of work could God be doing? Well, he was creating us. Yeah, he was creating us. He was creating the moon. He was creating the stars. He was really being busy. He was really working. Yeah. And it says here that, look at that. And it says on the seventh day he rests from all his work. So even God has the sense to rest from a day's work. And it's really showing us that he knew the importance of getting complete rest. How he knew that? He didn't go and say he's going to get rest tomorrow. He said he's going to rest today. When he finished it today, today he's going to rest. Glory to God. Am I talking to anybody out there? Look at that. And it says in verse 3, and God blessed the seventh day and made it a holy day, because on it he had rest from all the work of creating that he had done. So that means he created everything. Did you see that? Look at that. Look at that. All the work of creating that he had done. So I don't think we were created yet, because we come into further down with Adam. But he had, at this point, he had been created the cattle, and he had the animals, and he was doing the fine tuning. He was doing all the putting all the preparation together prior to our coming. Glory to God. Isn't that something? Look at that. But he was smart enough to know that it was important to get rest. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at that. Mm-hmm. Now I want you to turn quickly with me to Genesis chapter 8. It's Genesis chapter 8, and we're going to go to verse 4. Genesis chapter 8, verse 4. God had the sense enough to get some rest, to go lay down, to get quiet, to get into some quiet time. Yeah. God knew the importance of resting. Hallelujah. And it says here in verse 4, and it starts off and it says, and on the seventh day of the seventh month, the ark came to rest on the mountain of Ararat. Did you see that? It came to a rest. And so we know that when things come to a rest, R-E-S-T now, that means it's halted. It comes to a stop. Everything becomes still because it has to absorb. Yeah, it has to absorb that moment. It has to absorb tranquility. So the ark, look at that. This is the ark that Noah, yeah, this is that ark. We know that prior to this, the ark had been floating downstream after stream, and it was moving, and it had all the animals that were on the ark, right? Yeah. Because we know that in that particular story, God had told Noah to build an ark. Yes. And right here in Genesis chapter 8, verse 4, we see that the ark went and it rested. Sound like something you should be doing? Sound like even the ark knew that it was time to stop. That's what it sounded like to me. Yeah. We see here even the ark knows. Even the ark knows. Because remember, Noah wasn't driving the ark. God was moving that ark. He was the one that was driving it. He was the one that was maneuvering it. Because he had already told Noah that once he got in it, there was nothing Noah had to do anymore. He had completed his assignment. It was up to God to bring the ark to the place of rest. Look at that. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yeah. Now look at this. I want you to turn real quickly with me to the book of Numbers. We're going to go to Numbers. Yeah, we're going to go to Numbers. Yeah. Somebody out there needs to understand the importance of taking care of that body, to be a better steward over that body, to be a better caregiver of that body. Glory to God. This is something that God has given us. God has loaned us these bodies, and they're something that we are supposed to be taking care of. The question is, how are you doing? Are you taking good care of that body? Yeah. Look at the book of Numbers and go to Numbers chapter 11, and we're going to do verse 26. Yeah, verse 26. So that's Numbers chapter 11, verse 26. And it says, however, two men whose name were Eldad and Medad had remained in the camp. Now, what am I talking about? Okay, right in this particular story in Numbers, this was what was going on at this particular time was the people of God were in a meeting tent. They had tents and they were camped out in the tents. At that particular time, there were no tabernacles, there were no temples. They were in camps, and the camps were called meeting places. And so meeting places were where the children of God would dwell. Yeah, okay? And it says here that they were in the camp, and they were listed among the elders, these two men, but did not go out to the tent. They didn't go out, okay? Stay with me. They didn't go out. But they were listed in the camp. They were listed. They were listed among the elders. Yeah. And it says here, yet the Spirit of God, look at this, the Spirit of God also rest. It rests on them, and they begin to prophesy in the camp. Glory to God. What am I talking about? The Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, even though they weren't in the actual, let's say, sanctuary, but they could have been in the outer courts. Yeah. And the Spirit of God came and found these two men, and it began to rest. When it began to rest, it began to indwell in them. And they begin to prophesy. When I say prophesy, they begin to speak mainly in an unknown tongue. And they begin to talk to those who were in the camp. Glory to God. Because the Spirit of God had come and it had rest there. And see, when the Spirit of God comes and shows up, glory to God, wonderful things, great and mighty things will take place. The word of God is going forth. Healing is taking place. Yeah, deliverance. Because the Spirit of God has come and it's resting. Yes, resting is not a bad thing. Resting can be real good. And we see that the Spirit of God came and it rests right in a camp. Right in the camp. Glory to God. Look at that. Look at that. Spirit of God, how it rest. It stayed right there. It remained rooted and grounded right there. Now, the scripture doesn't tell us how long it stayed, but just the mere fact that it came and it dwelled and it took time to prophesy, that's good enough. Glory to God. Look at that. Now, I want you to go with me to Matthew's. I know I got you running all over, but just if you don't run with me, just take a note and you could do it in your quiet time. But in Matthew's chapter 8, verse 24, and that's Matthew's chapter 8. Glory to God. It's so important for us to get rest. It's so important for us to understand and the quality of getting rest and having peace, quiet time. Yes, yes, yes. It's so important. It's an essential need that we as humans need. Yeah. It helps us. It enriches us. It gives us an attitude of pleasancy, and we could be concerned and for one another, and we're not irritable, and we're not feeling cross, and we're not feeling cranky because we had the rest that God wants us to understand in this particular lesson. And this is Matthew's chapter 8. Glory to God. And we're on 24. Yeah. 24. Look at 24. And it says here, what's going on here? Jesus, he calms the storm. He's in it. He's in the storm. And it says here, and let me go to 23, and it says, then he got into the boat, and his disciples followed him. Who was it? Jesus. 24. Without warning, a furious storm. It came up. It came up on the lake so that the waves begin to swift over the boat. So the waves were going all on top of the boat. Can you imagine that? Imagine that today. The waves were going all over the top of the boat. But Jesus was where? Where was Jesus when all this was going on? When everybody was getting excited, when everybody was being upset, everybody had tension, everybody was fearful at this moment, where was Jesus? It says here, Jesus was sleeping. Did you hear me? Jesus was sleeping. Jesus understands the importance of rest. He was getting rest while everybody was running around trying to figure out how can they protect themselves, how can they, get out the storm, what can they do. Jesus was asleep, knowing the importance of rest. Yes, he knows the importance of rest. He knows that we, as believers in Christ, should be taking better care of our bodies in rest. Yes, yes, yes. I need you to turn with me to the book of Mark. Yeah, we're getting a little workout today. Glory to God. Glory to God. We can do it, though, because we're masters at this. We can do it. We are believers in Christ, and we study the Word. Yeah, we study the Word of God. So we're turning here to Mark chapter 6. Mark chapter 6, and it says, Mark 6. And I'm going to start with 30. And it says, the apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all they had done and all they had taught. Now, what am I talking about? What is going on here? You know, in the ministry. Now, these are guys that are in the ministry. So many of us are in the ministry. Sister Benita, so many of us are in the ministry. Yeah. And so when we're in the ministries, sometimes we take time to go with our leaders. We go with our other brothers and sisters in Christ who are also in the ministry. And we just take time to sit and talk and share stories, share situations, one another. And we just can learn from each other, and we can pull from each other. And we can even take time and encourage one another. Yeah. So right in this particular lesson, the apostles, they're gathered around Jesus. And they're giving him a report of what they had been doing. They had been going out. They had been teaching. and they wanted to share with Jesus some of the things that they had encountered. Look at that. Look at that. Yeah. And it's only fitting that you can share with your leadership. It's only fitting that that's what ministry is, sharing. Yeah, about the progress in the ministry, sharing and being encouraged one another and fellowshipping together. That's ministry. And so here we see in verse 31, it says, then, look at that, then because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat. Look at that. Because their brother was ministering and talking, and people were coming up and was asking for this. People were coming up, sharing situations, and so they didn't have a chance to even eat their own meal. Sound like ministry? Yes. Look at that. And it says, he said to them, who is he? Jesus. Jesus told the apostles. Glory to God. Jesus took the lead here. What is he getting ready to do? Jesus said, come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. Hello. Anybody understanding us today? Anybody getting this lesson? The importance of getting rest. Jesus knows that it's important that we should rest. Jesus created these bodies. He knows the importance of us getting rest. Yes. God created the body. Yes, he did. And Jesus is trying to show us how important it is for us to get rest. Look at this lesson. He says here, he says, come with me. And he clear emphasis. He said, and by yourself. So that means don't bring none of them with you. This is the cutoff. Cut it off. Some of us need to turn that phone off. Yeah. Some of us need to shut it down. Some of us in ministry, get off the computers. Look at this. He said, come with me by yourself. And he put emphasis on the fact that it's going to be a quiet place where he's bringing them. A quiet place. And he says here, and in the quiet place, you will find rest. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, you know what? This lesson is just not talking to you because it's talking to me too. And it's letting me know that I need to take time and say this is me time, of which I do. I do have me time. Me time is just what I say, me time. Me time. No do nothing is me. It's all about me at that time. Glory to God. God knows that we need to have rest. We need to have cut off. Yeah, it's nothing wrong with taking care of family, taking care of children. But in all of the mix, in all of the ministries, God is saying to us, we got to have me time. We got to have that quiet time. We got to know how to get that rest. Mm-hmm. We got to know. We got to know. And listen up. Just listen up to what the Word of God is saying. It says Jesus knew and he understood the importance of rest. And we see in the Word of God, he's putting greater emphasis on rest. Why? Because the bodies are on loan. Yeah. And we're not taking care of our bodies. We're not taking care of our bodies. Our bodies are on loan. Glory to God. And God wants us to be able to do greater works because this is what he said. He says, greater works will we do. But how can we do greater works and we have a tired, run-down body? We come in with an attitude. We can't concentrate. We can't function. We're unproductive. Why? Because we didn't get the amount of rest that is required. Am I talking to anybody? Anybody? Glory to God. Notice he tells them to get up and he tells them to move. Did you get that? He said to move. Yeah. Some of us need to move away. Move from that position. Move out of that area. Move. When people begin to look for us, we have gone into and closed the door. Sometimes you have to close the door for quiet time to get the rest that you so rightfully desire. And you deserve to have rest. Glory to God. Some of you never, never take time out of your schedules. You just never take time out of your daily activities for rest. Yeah. Some of you just, when you finish at the end of the day, you have collapsed in the bed. Or you collapse in the chair, and that is where your bed is. Instead of getting the quiet time, the rest that you need, where you can stretch out and you can relax totally the way God wants us to relax. Yes. And this is what the Word of God is saying. Rest from the worry and trust God and know that rest is important for you. Rest from the anxiety and allow peace. Oh, allow the peace of God that surpasses all understanding for it to come in and bring you rest. Glory to God. Rest. Yeah, from the spiritual turmoils. We know about the turmoils, but allow the Holy Spirit to come in and dwell and suck. Just like in that story. Well, the Holy Spirit came in and it rest on those two men. Glory to God. And they were able to prophesy. Yeah. They were able to prophesy because it was the Holy Spirit was working through them. Glory to God. But only because it came and it rest there. Are you with me? So they had to be still. They weren't moving around. They weren't having a party. They didn't have a whole lot of loud music. They were in a place of quietness and rest. This is where the Holy Spirit comes. This is where he dwells. This is where he's able to teach and talk to us. Glory to God. God desires to give us eternal rest. And eternal rest is when we can find it in him. Yeah, it's in him. Nope, we can't go by eternal rest now. We can't get no eternal rest at the mall. We can't get it at the bank. Go and write a check and say, I'm paying for eternal rest. That's impossible. God gives us eternal rest. And he gives it to the believers who are in Christ. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. And this is so important for us to realize, even in ministry. And we know many times in ministry we feel overwhelmed. We feel like, I got to go through this with the family. I need to go through this with them. I need to. Hey, listen up. God is talking to us today. And he's telling us the importance of rest. You just saw it right in here in Mark. Well, he told his apostles to get up and move away. Move away. So that means step aside. Close that door. Unplug that phone. You haven't even eaten. And what's more important, that you keep talking to them or that you take better care of your body? Because what good are you for them if you're not taking care of yourself? Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. You know, I can recall a time back when I went to the doctor, and I think it was some things going on with me at that particular time. And when I got there, the first thing the doctor asked, the very first thing he said before he said anything else, they had already, you know how they check your pressure and do the little things, the little, you know, just a little, I don't know if they did the blood test or whatever, but just little minor things they had done. And the first thing the doctor said to me was, who have you been taking care of? And I looked, and I said, who am I been taking care of? And he said, because it's you certainly haven't been taking care of you. Now, see, when it becomes obvious that you're not taking care of you, then the red light should go on that I need to take better care of me. So ask me, what did I do? I went into having me time. I went into shut things down at a certain time because it's all about me. I'm sitting here and I'm going to be quiet. If it's 35 to 45 minutes, this is all about me right now. I'm talking to you, Mom. I know you got kids, and I know they be pulling at you, and everybody calling, everybody crying, everybody want to eat. I know you got some issues going on. But God is saying, he's talking to us. And it's so easy for us to get scheduled. Get scheduled. You know, God is a God of order. He's a God of order. He's not a God that have everything all out of control. He is the God of order. Hallelujah. And we could see in this lesson that God is a God of order. He's telling us how to get order. So what we do when we got a house full of kids and we got everybody want to eat, well, we know that dinner is going to be served at a designated time. It's going to be at a designated time, and everybody's going to be seated to get their food. Yeah. And the ones that are big enough, they're going to be helpers. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because when we finish dinner and we finish those baths, everybody's in those pajamas. Are you listening? And then it becomes me time. Me time. And when I have me time, I can have quality time with God. I can be in the presence of God. Are you listening? Me time could be in the evening, and me time could be in the morning, having quality time with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yes, yes. It is so important to have the rest that we need for our bodies. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yeah, it's important. We don't have to be like everything is all out of control and we have no control going on in the house. Everybody's just wild, and you come over and you say, wow, what's going on over here? Just everything is just up in airs and anything goes. No, God is a God of order. And he's showing it in this lesson on the importance of rest. Importance of rest. Yeah. Especially when the Holy Spirit came in, and it rest. Yes, look at that. In Numbers, chapter 11, verse 26. Hide rest. It rest on man. In that same way that it rest on them, it can rest on you. Yeah. But you have to have quiet time. You got to get in the presence of God. Yeah. And have rest. Yes. And even in ministries. Even in ministry. It's important for you to get rest. Who wants to call or even knock on the door of a tired minister? time you open the person could see, wow, you need to go to bed or you need sleep. Who wants that? What good are you to God? What good are you to his people without the proper rest? It is so important. In this lesson, if we don't get anything out this lesson tonight, we all should know and learn how to get rest. I'm talking to me first now. I'm talking to myself. Get rest. Ladies, get that pedicure. Yeah. Get that masseuse. Whatever it takes for you to quiet down that spirit and get quiet. Get that shower. Get that me time. Same with you, man. Same with you, brother. Get that me time. Get that newspaper. Get your Bible out. Spend some time with God. Spend some quality time with him. Yeah. Rest. Rest is so important. As you start off your day, having the rest of God that's with you, because you have had the proper rest to start your day. You're not starting your day being irritable, frustrated, short, agitated. You're not starting out like that. Why? Because you're taking care of the temple of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. And it's so important that we do so. To know that God requires us to have a quiet place. Yeah. He requires us to trust. He requires us to have peace. He requires us to have the Holy Spirit that will bring in joy. Yeah. Tranquility. He requires us to live in a peaceful state. Glory to God. Remember, God loves you. He loves you. And Minister Vivian never leaves you without your blessing. So I want to bless you tonight. And number 6 and 24, and it says that the Lord bless you and he keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turns his face towards you. And he gives you the peace. I love to say that. I when I'm listening to her, I love to hear that. Because it's talking to me. And it's explaining to me how God loves me. Did you hear those words? And he turns his face towards you. And he gives you peace. See, the peace of God. The world can't give us the peace. The world can't give us this. We can't go write a check out at the bank and say, I need a bag of peace? That's impossible. Only peace can come through God. True peace. That's what I'm talking about. True peace. This peace is priceless. Glory to God. So I want to just remind everyone again that on next Sunday, Pastor George will be back, and that on Friday evenings, it's the same number, 7 o'clock, Victorious Living will air, and how we all look forward. We take it a privilege for you to just come and listen to what the Word of God is doing over here. Yeah. And how the Word of God continues to move, and how God just loves us. Yeah. Anybody out there that feel that God is far to the left, he's unreachable, if you hear the word that's taught, you know that God is very reachable. All you have to do is invite him in. Invite him into your heart. And we all are living witnesses that he will come. He's just that kind of God. He loves us unconditionally. Anytime he's concerned about the rest that we need. That's a very simple thing. That's a very simple thing. People only are concerned about your rest when they love you. When they love you, they want you to get the proper rest. Are you with me? Yeah. So this is showing here in this lesson, it's showing the love of God that surpasses all understanding. It said it will keep your heart, hallelujah, and it's going to keep your mind. But it's going to keep your soul. Glory to God. That's how God is. So if there's anybody out there that wants him tonight, that wants him to just come into their heart, come into their lives, we're just going to pray for you right now. And that God will hear you. He's going to hear your heart. He's going to hear you. He's going to hear your heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we come tonight, God. We come touching and agreeing. That if anybody, whether it's today, whether it's tomorrow, but whenever you hear this lesson, that if you so desire to have God in your heart, that all you have to do is say, God, come into my heart. Clean me up, Master. Make me whiter than snow. I will serve you, O God, for the rest of my days. And it's in Jesus' name. Glory to God. And I'm a living witness that he'll come. And when he comes, he's going to wash you. Hallelujah. It may not be overnight. It may not be in a couple of days. But I'm a living witness that if you say that to him, and you're sincere in your heart, hallelujah, glory to God, that he's going to come and he's going to wash you. And he said in his word, he said that the sins that were bad, he said they will be far from the east as it is to the west. And he said that he will never remember them. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. He'll never remember them anymore. Huh. What a friend. What a friend. What a friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Does this sound like somebody that loves you? Yes. It sounds like somebody that will go the bat for you? Yes. Remember, he died on that old cross. For you and for you and for me. He could have came down, but he chose to stay. Glory to God. And the reason why he stayed is because that we may have a right. Like we're here today. We're going to have a right. And we say the tree of life. We mean salvation. It's free. Somebody like me or you can go and share the word of God with someone else. And they too will come into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. What I mean when I say come into the kingdom, I mean live for God. Live a saved life. Glory to God. Live where we're telling men, girls, and boys that there is reality in serving a true and a living God. Hallelujah. Am I getting happy? Yes, I am. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because I walk with him. I talk with him every day of my life. Glory to God. And he has keeping power. Hallelujah. Yeah. So the word tonight is rest. Rest in the Lord. Trust him. Be of good courage. And he said, I didn't say this. He said he's going to strengthen. He's going to strengthen your heart. Rest in him. Yeah. Get that quality sleep. Get that quiet time. Spend some time with him. He loves you. And we here at God Favored Ministries and Victorious Living will see you next week. Amen. Be blessed.